look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved. Old passed away, new is my name. I owe you praises, yes. Oh,
whatever you desire, I'll be what you require.
I'll be, yeah.
You got it, you already know.
No.
If you need something, then tell me. I'll do it, Father, or just tell me.
Lord,
I'll do anything.
Oh, for you.
Well, God bless you. We are back.
Amen.
Amen. It's been some summer. Amen. We haven't been as regular as we normally are. A lot of things been going on, a lot of things after service. Mm-hmm. Amen. People coming and going. And so, but it's been all good as far as that is concerned, the people coming and going. We still are, you know, we still are in the healing process. Amen. For those of you who know us and know of us, amen. Our son Joseph passed away this summer as a result of a car accident. And God is still healing us and He's still strengthening us and bringing us along as only He can. Because quite frankly, you couldn't have told me beforehand anything like this and to believe that we would make it through.
But
it's only the goodness of God
that
has allowed for that. But we find ourselves today, as we continue to endeavor to walk with the Lord in Proverbs 17, in verse number 17. So Proverbs 17 and 17, the scripture reads, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Mm-hmm. Amen. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. As we've been going through this summer of adversity for us and tragedy for us, one of the blessings and one of the demonstrations of the goodness of God for us has been the friends that we have and those who have demonstrated that they're true friends. You know, they're there. You know, it's a funny thing, not funny, but it's a thing about, you know, when people pass away, a lot of people are around initially, and then life goes on, and people have to return to their everyday lives. It's just, that's just the way it is. You know, people do have lives, and so that constant presence ultimately fades away. But the goodness of God is seen through, and we've experienced this, is that there are friends who continue to make themselves known, their presence known. They'll visit from time to time. They'll drop by. They'll call. Send a text. I've been really amazed at how encouraging a text message can be when someone says, "Brother, I'm just thinking about you. Hope you and your family." You know, or "You've been in our thoughts, and just letting you know that we're praying for you and your family." Simple text, took a few minutes to send, but makes a tremendous difference when someone just says, "I'm thinking about you." And so there have been people who have sent emails and text messages, a card in the mail, you know, even, you know, months afterwards, the phone calls and things like that, the visits. All these things make such a tremendous difference at a time like this. And you know, I attribute it to God. I thank God for the people and the hearts that they have, but I believe it's God working through people. It's one of the ways God shows His mindfulness of us. Is through people who, you know, stay connected to you in that way. And the scripture says here, you know, a friend loveth at all times. Not just the good times. All times. And a brother is especially created for a particular purpose, for a time of adversity. And so we've seen this. And again, for us and for me, and you can, for me, this is the word of God coming to life.
Praise God. I mean, the support and the love that we've gotten from some people, you know, and some people, you know, really stand out than others.
Yeah.
Like the word said, a friend loves at all times.
Right.
So you have your friends and they love you no matter what, you know, and they're going to love you. And the people that reached out to us, they've shown themselves as friends.
Amen.
You know, and they've shown themselves that they're going to love you at all times, when in the good times, in the bad times. I'm there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says a brother is born for adversity. And I'm just thinking about a few people that I thought were my friends, but they really turned out to be more like a sister to me. And the scripture says brother, and I'm thinking
right,
of the females.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They've been more like a sister, and it shows the word is true, and God is faithful to his word, because he will reveal these people to you during these times.
Yes,
so, and that's the word, you know, you have your friends and you have your brothers that's born at such a time like this, when you need it, you know, the adversity, the discomfort of the times.
Yeah.
But sometimes people tend to run away when you're in a time like this.
Yeah.
But we've had friends, and it's God's goodness expressed to us that, you know, you're loved. I'm here for you, whatever you need. You know, the text, the email, the phone call, just showing up at the door. You know, I just want to see how you're doing. I don't want anything else. I just want to see how you're doing. And that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, and then the other side is that people who have professed to be friends.
Yes.
As it says here, a friend loved at all times. But there are people who now have shown, haven't seen or heard from them. And, you know, that's sort of the bad side. But I don't want to dwell on that, because that's not the demonstration of the goodness of God.
No.
But, you know, Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is true. And he said, you know, you will know a tree by its fruit.
Yes.
The tree doesn't have to say a word. You just have to observe the fruit. And so same thing with friends.
Yeah.
Same thing with the brothers or the sisters. They don't have to say, I'm your friend. They don't have to say, right. I'm your brother or I'm your sister. They don't have to say a word. Just like the tree doesn't have to say a word. Just show the fruit.
Yeah.
And we have seen some really, really good fruit from people. That, you know, is encouraging, and that fruit is you know, from their lives, has been able to nourish us and to strengthen us during, you know, what is an exceedingly tough time. You know, it's the goodness of God.
Amen.
It really is. It really is, to know that God has and continues to move on people and touch their heart and transform them. And I believe, like some of the people you said, well, I thought they were friends, but they now turn out to be more like sisters. And you know, that has to be the work of God in their life.
Yes, amen.
You know,
God.
The work of God that's in their life. So even that, even the ability of God to take someone who wasn't a friend and to make them a friend.
Yes.
Or to take a friend and turn him into a brother or a sister.
Yeah.
Right, because that's a deeper level.
Yeah.
And that even is a demonstration of the goodness of God, where he grows people up in that kind of a way, so that they can be a source of comfort and strength to those who may need it.
Amen. You know, I'm just thinking, and you're right, shouldn't dwell on it too much, but, you know, just like the word reveals your friends and reveals your brothers, but people that have professed that they're friends, and how you're right that we haven't seen or heard from them since this all happened. And, you know, everything happens for a reason, and God is always showing himself in your life.
Amen.
He desires to show his goodness in your life. And even part of that goodness is revealing who is not your friend.
Amen.
You know, because you can carry them around with you in a certain way.
That's true.
And you shouldn't, in God's goodness, he said, no, you shouldn't be. Because they don't have your heart. They're not, you know, what you think. You know, so I thank God for the friends that we've had. I know you've had people that have some friends that text me once a week, you know, check, you know, some that might call every single day, you know, some that always knocks, shows up at my doorstep, you know.
Amen.
But I thank God for all of them, all of the friends, all Amen. Of the brothers that God has, you know, shown in his goodness towards mm-hmm. us. You know, I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. And yeah. I'm thankful that God is getting us through this with our friends, because mm-hmm. there's no way mm-hmm. that, you know, you really can get through something like this without people that love and support
Amen.
You.
No question about it. No question. And the last thing, I guess, that's on my mind here is that it's a blessing mm-hmm. always to be a beneficiary of the goodness of God.
Yeah.
But we also want to be the conduit of the goodness as well. You know what I mean? And so, you know, maybe someone is going through something now, or, you know, they've been the ones that we've been talking about who've been giving.
Yeah.
But I believe that you know, all of that is a seed that's sown.
Yeah.
And God will see to it that you have that
yeah.
harvest that you will
yeah.
also receive at the time that you need. You know, as the Bible says, you know, that, you know, God is, he's not going to forget
right.
all the good things that you've done. You know what I mean? All the good works that you've done ministering unto other people.
Right.
He's not going to be forgetful of that. And so when you find yourself in the need, God's going to see to it that there's going to be people that'll be ready to give unto you. And so even for us, as being recipients, and we've been recipients and givers in the past, but we also want to be mindful that it is a two-way street.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
That it's not always just about receiving.
Amen.
But it's also about giving. And during this time even, you know, we've maintained that two-way street of
yeah.
giving unto other people.
Amen.
Freely you have received, freely give. You know
yes.
what I mean? And, you know, as it says, you know, people are able to comfort us with the same comfort that they receive of God. And if we receive comfort of God, we're able
yes.
to receive to comfort
word.
Other people. Yeah, so it's just all the goodness of God.
Yeah.
I mean, everything with God is such a cycle to it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's not just one-sided. You know, God covers every angle,
Amen.
You know. And so as we, you know, find ourselves, or you find yourself being a recipient
mm-hmm.
of the love of God, the love of friends, and, you know, brothers being there for you, sisters being there for you at times of adversity, let us be mindful, too, that we also want to be the ones who are there for
yes.
other people.
Amen.
Right?
Praise
so that
God.
The goodness of God just continues. That cycle of the demonstration of goodness of God just
yes.
continues.
Amen.
And, we don't want it to stop with us, is what I'm
yes.
saying.
Amen.
Oh, I received it, but then.
right.
No,
right.
you received it for a reason, so that you can take that same comfort and strength and everything else and
right.
recycle
somebody
it.
Else.
Amen.
Right.
Onto someone
yes.
else. This way, the goodness of God just keeps on going. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to add to
yes.
it because, the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the scripture says, I don't know exactly what it says, but it says if you want friends, you got to
show yourself friendly. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just what you're saying. So, of course, one thing that this teaches us is that people give and they have need. We know we have need. So as we know we need to meet somebody else's need,
Amen.
You know? We know that they might have a need. That would make this, well, it sort of makes me more in tune
mm-hmm.
to other people's
Amen.
Needs. You know, even
That's
in
right.
the midst of our own.
That's right.
But it's all what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, the friendship, and, you know, you need to pour out as well.
Amen.
And be a friend. Be a
Amen.
Friend.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Be a friend. There's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Amen.
Amen.
And we praise God for that friend.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus
Amen.
Is a friend of mine. You know that song? Friendship with
yeah.
Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Very same.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, amen, when Sister Fennell will sing, and you be encouraged, amen,
amen.
And remember always that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I show you. In his eyes, that I'm more precious than gold, loving me.